once we put money into a portfolio, whether it's a share portfolio, you're putting money in a bank account, there's this what I call magic thing called compounding interest, that if I can tell everyone about this and everyone actions it, certainly we'd all be better off. Albert Einstein, he's been quoted as saying it's the greatest mathematical discovery in all time, compounding interest. So what we really mean by compounding interest is, you put your $10,000 in the bank or maybe a share portfolio of sorts or managed fund, and you get a certain interest rate off that. And that interest rate you don't touch. You keep compounding it. You keep reinvesting it. So a term deposit or share portfolio. And each year you'll get interest upon interest. And that can really have a huge effect on a long-term basis in creating wealth. So, if we look at two individuals, if we had an individual who maybe started saving $6,000 a year when they were 22 years of age, so they've, they're getting established now, they've got their first job, and they saved that $6,000 for 10 years. So that's Jane, let's call her Jane. And she invests that money into what we call a high growth portfolio. So she's going to receive about 9% return a year. Now, if we look at the, let's call him Bob, he's age 30, and he goes and starts saving at age 30, $6,000 a year, and he actually saves right up until age 60. Now, with those two individuals, Jane and Bob, Jane's only had to put about 60,000 contributions in her portfolio, but she's received compounding return for a number of years, right up until age 60. So for her, she really didn't have to save a lot. But unfortunately, Bob, he saved about $180,000 over 30 years, and Jane was much better off by $120,000 overall. So the message really is here, if you start early and save early, certainly you don't have to work harder at it in the long term.
And so how do you access this magic compounding interest if you're unsure if it's already a part of your bank account? What do you do?
Yeah, look, I think it's, in simple terms, if you put that $10,000 away or you put your $100 away a week into a particular bank account, all you need to do is just let it sit there. Don't withdraw the money, don't take the income. And certainly if it's surplus cash flow, your interest will keep compounding over time and that will continue to grow for you.
So that's something you can walk into your bank institution and say, I want to make sure that this bank account feeds into this savings account whenever I have cash flow. And if I don't access that, that will grow at a rate of 9% a year.
Yeah, if I don't want to touch that income, all you need to say to the bank is I just want to keep that in the bank account and keep reinvesting it. So, and particularly that works well when you're sort of, you're certainly talking about high growth portfolios where you're getting that little bit more advantageous return, but no doubt getting a little bit of volatility with it along the way as well.
Is there a way to see that breakdown in your annual statements as well?
It certainly is. As simple as, your capital in, your interest in, or any fee structures or debits, and then from there, what the end result is of your balance.